and distributed by the National Organization for the Reform of Marijuana Laws in Washington, D.C. This is your daily audio stash, the growing truth about cannabis. Welcome to the most popular audio podcast regarding marijuana in all of America and all the world, featuring interviews with scientists, politicians, doctors, prohibition policy activists, regular cannabis consumers, musicians, and Normal staff and Normal's board of directors, along with music and comedy no other podcast can offer. You can always find out more about the show at our website, normalaudiostash.com. We're ending marijuana prohibition with education, one listener at a time. Welcome back to the Audio Stash today. I'm your host, Chris Goldstein. Take a moment to join us at Normal to end marijuana prohibition in America. Just visit norml.org. First up today is news from Normal. Our news today. George Washington University campus chapter of Normal seeks to equalize the campus marijuana policy. The George Washington University chapter of Normal successfully passed their Cannabis Alcohol Sanction Equalization Act through the Student Association Senate last night. Currently, students lose their housing if they are caught on campus with marijuana, even for a first offense. However, if students are caught with alcohol and are underage, there is no threat to their housing. The Equalization Act, passed last night, seeks to treat minor marijuana possession offenses in the same manner as alcohol. The act also makes official that the Student Association at GW recognizes that marijuana poses less of a risk than alcohol or tobacco, and that the university sanctions for marijuana should never be harsher than those for alcohol. Joining us today to discuss the passage of the act is Greg Hirsch, the president of George Washington University's campus chapter of Normal. Greg joins us by phone today from GW. Greg, welcome here to the Audio Stash today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again for taking time to speak with us, Greg. GW Normal helped pass this resolution last night with the Student Association on campus to equalize the penalties for marijuana with those of alcohol. First, tell us about the resolution.
It binds the SA in showing they now have an official stance, and that stance is that marijuana poses a lesser risk to the individual than either alcohol or tobacco, as well as they have taken the official stance that the university's policy should reflect this. And the punishments for the sanctions imposed for marijuana use should never be greater than those for alcohol. That was the major statement that we made last night. The SA has agreed with us, and now they will help us move it forward with the administration.
And tell us about the difference between how a student is treated for alcohol violations as opposed to violations for pot.
Well, here at GW, it's actually absurd, the policy. With alcohol, as a freshman, your first offense, you get something called a colonial caucus, which is nothing more than a slap on the wrist. For everyone else, first offense is a $50 fine and class. Then you get a second offense, a $100 fine and another class. And third offense, you could stand to lose housing. It's much more common for people to lose housing with marijuana because there, it's just a one-strike policy right now. It's zero tolerance by the books. So on your first offense with any sort of marijuana possession or use, you stand to lose housing. So we, as a group, are trying to equalize the sanctions to be in accordance with D.C. law. I mean, possession of alcohol by a minor is no more illegal than possession of marijuana. They're both illegal. And we'd like the school to reflect that by equalizing the penalties for the two.
So I understand the act passed last night, and it was non-binding. So what's the next step here to make this an actual policy change?
Well, it's going to be GW Normal in association with the Student Association. First, elections are coming up on February 21st for the next SA president, and we will be endorsing a candidate. Our hearing for that is on Monday. So that's the first step, getting a president and a vice president who will continue to pursue this with us. Second, we will be, throughout the course of the semester, talking with the necessary administration officials. The last clause of our resolution requires that the SAA send our resolution to University Police, Office of Student Judicial Services, CADE, which is like our drug education program here. And so we will be talking to all of them, and ultimately the bill must be sent to the Board of Trustees. So after talking with all the administration officials, myself and members of the SA Senate, we will move this to the Board of Trustees, where any decision they make is binding. So we hope to change their mind on this issue and show that they should respect the will of the students, respect the voice of the students, respect the power of the students. We are the ones paying the fees, and this is what we want, clearly. this act was so important for us to pass. It gives us great credibility, great legitimacy on campus, which we have not felt before. No one will ever again shrug off the name of normal. We clearly have a voice. We clearly have power. And we're clearly not a bunch of stupid potheads.
Right on. Well, Greg, I hope to speak with you again as GW Normal works towards changing these policies. Greg Hirsch is the president of the GW University Campus Chapter of Normal. Greg, thanks again for joining us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
We have links to GW Normal at normalaudio-.com. And if you're interested in starting your own Campus Chapter of Normal, please contact Erin Dame, the Outreach Coordinator at National Normal. You can reach her at area code 202-483-5500. Again, that's 202-483-5500.
You're listening to Normal's Daily Audio Stash.
Wednesdays here on the Audio Stash, we have the chance to discuss the science of cannabis with Dr. Mitch Earlywine. Mitch is professor of psychology at State University of New York and author of the book Understanding Marijuana, A New Look at the Scientific Evidence. Mitch is also editor of the new book Pot Politics, and we have links to the books at normalaudiostash.com. Mitch, welcome back here to the Audio Stash today.
Great to be here.
Always wonderful.